This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. As Birmingham's downtown and other neighborhoods have redeveloped, a natural result is rising property values. The area that's seen values jump the most is the Parkside District, right around Railroad Park. We talk about why in this morning's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Ty West. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, this area around Railroad Park, how much have property values gone up and why so much?
It's been incredible looking at the numbers. This is the second time we've really taken a look at property values, and the first time was really solely focused on Parkside. That was a few years ago, but this particular time we were looking between 2013 and 2016. Average property values in Parkside rose by about 114%. Several properties had increases much larger than that, a few smaller. I mean, and this is large triple-digit increases, even in some cases for vacant properties or underused properties. We asked the real estate experts in town kind of, why is Parkside's surge so much different? And really, a lot of it stems from Parkside's history. Parkside was smaller, light industrial buildings. So there was a lot of room for growth there once it became an in-demand area because of the addition of Railroad Park and Regents Field. But I think also just the fact that it wasn't really built out the way that other areas were. If you look at the financial center, for instance, that's obviously pretty much maxed out aside from tearing things down and building up new. There's not a ton of spaces to build stuff there. So I think that's another reason you're seeing just these surges. And it's also just a testament to just how much development is going on in that area and how much more is potential.
For Parkside, these are significant increases. What do real estate folks think is going to happen with these values? Are they just going to keep going up?
They think eventually it's going to hit a plateau. I mean, eventually the market's going to adjust to kind of the new realities over there, and you're probably going to see more traditional increases that you see in other areas, just these small ticks up every year or just flat values. That being said, it could be a little bit before that plateau hits. There's a couple kind of considerations specifically in Parkside. One of them is parking. I mean, parking is obviously a challenge wherever you're at, but in Parkside in particular, brokers told us if they don't address parking over there, that's going to limit your property value growth. And then also just the demand. I mean, if demand keeps growing, if you keep seeing more development over there, that's obviously going to just keep raising them fuller. If demand kind of slows down a little bit, you might see it plateau a little bit earlier. So there's a few factors to watch in that particular area.
Well, certainly there are other areas of the city that are seeing growth, Avondale, Lakeview. What do we expect to happen with property values there?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at some of the areas that maybe were kind of underdeveloped, places like Avondale, places to a degree like Lakeview, or even the 2nd Avenue North corridor, really on the eastern side of 20th Street, those areas have seen some pretty moderate increases compared to the rest of the city center. So I think you're going to continue to see those accelerate. But I think one area to watch is the area around the Positz in the theater district, the addition of the Positz, the revival of the Lyric, the Thomas Jefferson Tower. We've heard from several people who think that that's an area of downtown, which typically doesn't see gigantic increases, that could see a moderate increase in the years to come just because you're adding all these amenities. People are trying to redevelop buildings in that area. You're seeing a lot of properties change over. And that area, despite being in downtown, actually has a decent stock of vacant or underused buildings that poor property values conceivably could arise. So I think that's an area to watch. And in fact, Jefferson County told us that the 2017 notices are about to come out. They expect to see some increases in that area.
Well, also, a large vacant space in Birmingham's Avondale neighborhood is getting a big boost. The Birmingham-based Ram Tool Construction Supply is moving its headquarters to the Continental Gin property. And Ty, tell us about these plans.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is exciting. I mean, it's a situation where the family had a connection to this building and this property, but the Continental Gin site is a giant site that has a lot of potential for redevelopment. People have been pointing to this ever since really Avondale's resurgence began, saying, well, when somebody takes over Continental Gin and kind of revives that property, that's going to be a kind of a sign that Avondale's rebirth has really hit another gear, because there's just so much space over there. And there's already some activity over there. I mean, there's a couple of companies there, including Cahaba Brewery. But to have a corporate headquarters over there, it's going to bring more steady traffic to the area on a day-to-day basis, going to make it even more attractive for restaurants and for retailers and for other types of development in that area, including multifamily-type development.
Ty West is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Ty, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.